Yeah! What? You wanna build a half pipe? Well, that's a lot of dough. So you settle on a quarter, and now you go into the hardware store, and you're wondering how much wood do I need? Well, that depends a lot on trigonometry, because trig starts with the right triangle, something that looks like a ramp. The part where you kick your juice is called the hypotenuse, and the bottom is the adjacent. The height at the back is the opposite, and if you measure all those, you can find all the angles with the functions of sine, tangent, and cosine. Because the sine equals the opposite over the hypotenuse, and the cosine equals the adjacent over that same hypotenuse. And fortunately, that's the last time that hypotenuse is the rhyme. The tangent is the opposite over adjacent, or the sine over the cosine. The trig functions come from a circle. Cosine is X and sine is Y. The radius is the hypotenuse, and we use a unit circle just to simplify. So you say you want to build a straight ramp now, sitting at 30 degrees. You take the cosine of 30 and you multiply that by how long you want your launch to be. And since the sine of the angle is the Y value, you can use that to find the height. And now I'm gonna sing the chorus again, so you remember all these functions right. Because the sine equals the opposite over the hypotenuse, and the cosine equals the adjacent over that same hypotenuse. And I promise that was the last time that hypotenuse is the rhyme. The tangent is the opposite over the adjacent, or the sine over the cosine. The sine equals the opposite over the hypotenuse, and the cosine equals the adjacent over that same hypotenuse. And I'm sorry that I lied about that being the last time that hypotenuse was the rhyme. But tangent is still the opposite over the adjacent, or the sine over the cosine.